I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, an investigation shows states are profiting off lands sprinkled throughout reservations, and a Native rapper helps ring in the new school year for Native students. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. U.S. states are profiting off more than 2 million acres of land sprinkled throughout reservations. That's according to a new investigation, which found that revenue from these lands largely goes towards state institutions, but tribes are often the ones paying. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach has more. Native American students in Eugene, Oregon, rang in the school year with a powwow over the weekend, headlined by acclaimed rapper Supaman. Brian Bull reports. During a rally in North Carolina over the weekend, former President Donald Trump made a campaign promise to the Lumbee tribe. Trump said if he's elected president in November, he'll sign legislation granting the Lumbee tribe federal recognition, the News and Observer reports. The tribe has long sought full federal status. It was recognized by North Carolina in 1885. Congress passed legislation in the 1950s to recognize the tribe, but denied benefits that other federally recognized tribes receive. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.